Well, good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, it reminds us to, quote, be quick to listen. Be quick to listen. With that in mind, I'd like to share with you a personal story that I think epitomizes the benefits of being a good listener. It was July 1991. While I was at work, my wife and my two sons, 8 and 5 years old, were in a horrific automobile accident. A coworker of mine came to me at work and gave me the news, but did not have any details. In fact, the details of the wreck are not important for the story. Of course, I left work immediately and rushed to the hospital. When I arrived at the hospital, my wife and two sons were all three in different rooms in the ER being tended to. Luckily, my wife and oldest son were not too badly injured. However, my youngest son was a different story. He was coming in and out of consciousness. He had had to have infant CPR at the scene of the wreck. The medical staff told me that my son may have a concussion or also internal injuries. And I could see by the look on their faces that they were very, very concerned. They asked me to wait outside as they tended to my son. I then sat out in the waiting room of the ER all alone. Now, as you can imagine, I was distraught. My mind was racing. Now, while sitting there alone in an extremely distressed state, a man came down and sat beside me. He introduced himself as a hospital chaplain. Now, at first, I cynically thought, what is this guy going to say? How in the world is he going to help me? Now, the chaplain really did not say that much. He did not tell me anything I didn't already know about the accident. He did give me a few words of encouragement, explaining that the hospital's ER staff were really good. He was just there for me. And to my surprise, his presence really did help me. Yes, he prayed for healing, but he mainly just sat there. He became a source of comfort in my time of need. He was certainly a blessing from God that day when I needed it the most. Brethren, perhaps we, by becoming good listeners, can encourage others to come back and hear what God says to them through us. And by the way, my story has a good ending. No one, including my younger son, sustained any life-altering images. Praise God for good listeners. Amen.